高三英语高考练习四
Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I'll be conducting my psychology experiment this Saturday. I was wondering if you could help me to register the subjects.
I've got some work of my own to do, but I guess I can make some time. Just let me know what I'm supposed to do.
Question. What does the man mean? Two. Did you ever get around to cashing that refund check from the bookstore?
Oh, gosh. You know what? I must have misplaced that in my desk somewhere. But thanks for reminding me. My funds are running low, so I'd better find it soon.
Question.What will the man most probably do? Three. It sounds like Karen isn't happy at all with her new roommate. Did she say why?
Believe me, I tried to find out, but I simply couldn't let her say a word about it.
Question. What does the man mean?Four. Oh, Professor Jackson, I was wondering if I had a chance yet to look at my thesis proposal.
Well, I know you gave it to me over a week ago, but to be honest, I have been busy with other things.
Question. What does the professor imply? Five.That's a shame about your car. Talk about bad timing.
Yeah, and just a few months ago I put $400 into it and I hoped it would make it through another year.
Question. What can be inferred about the man's car?
Six. This cake is delicious. I'd love to be able to make it myself.
Why not?You can get all the ingredients in any supermarket. Here, let me get a pencil and paper.
Question. What will the woman most probably do next?
Seven. So how was the drama club's new play last night? Did I miss out on anything good?
Hardly. I kept looking at my watch the whole time.
Question.What does the man mean? Eight. I see you haven't got that program to run on your computer yet. Want me to go over the instruction manual with you?
That would be great. I need an expert to understand it.
Question. What can be inferred about the man?Nine. How do I guess one of those green buckets that everyone here uses for paper recycling?
Oh, just call up the company responsible for recycling. They'll deliver a bucket at no charge.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
Ten.There's nothing I like better to get me started in the morning than a big breakfast. Eggs, bacon, home fried potatoes.
Not me. All that fatty food will give me a stomachache. I prefer something light, like fruit or yogurt.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and you will be asked two questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. As every parent knows, if you have children, you worry about them all the time. However, it seems that these days we're worrying about our kids a lot more than we used to. Are we trying to protect our children too much? And will this cause problems for them in later life? In the past, kids in the UK used to walk to school every day. But these days, parents don't let their children go out on their own in case something bad happens to them, said Dr. Andy Hallett, a childcare expert. If children stay indoors all the time, they become unfit. This means they often have health problems in later life. The dangers of letting your kids go out by themselves are smaller than you might think. The media makes parents worry about children's safety, says Julie Benz, a child psychologist. But children are safer now than they have ever been. If parents want their kids to grow up healthy, they shouldn't protect them so much. Children need to make decisions themselves. Over 27% of British children are now overweight, partly because they spend their free time playing computer games and watching TV. I can understand why parents are concerned, says Julie Benz. But if kids never go outside, they can't learn to look after themselves in the real world. Overall, therefore, the message is clear. If you want happy and healthy kids, give their freedom back to them.
Now, listen again, please.
As every parent knows, if you have children, you worry about them all the time. However, it seems that these days we're worrying about our kids a lot more than we used to. Are we trying to protect our children too much? And will this cause problems for them in later life? In the past, kids in the UK used to walk to school every day. But these days, parents don't let their children go out on their own in case something bad happens to them, said Dr. Andy Hallett, a childcare expert. If children stay indoors all the time, they become unfit. This means they often have health problems in later life. The dangers of letting your kids go out by themselves are smaller than you might think. The media makes parents worry about children's safety, says Julie Benz, a child psychologist. But children are safer now than they have ever been. If parents want their kids to grow up healthy, they shouldn't protect them so much. Children need to make decisions themselves. Over 27% of British children are now overweight, partly because they spend their free time playing computer games and watching TV. I can understand why parents are concerned, says Julie Benz. But if kids never go outside, they can't learn to look after themselves in the real world. Overall, therefore, the message is clear. If you want happy and healthy kids, give their freedom back to them. Questions 11. According to Julie Benz, what makes today's parents more concerned about their kids?
What does the speaker suggest parents do?
What is the speaker mainly talking about? Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Okay. You remember that I've mentioned that it's important to read the assigned poems aloud so you can develop an appreciation of the sounds of the poetry, the rhythm, the rhyme, the repetition of words or sounds, and to get a sense of the interaction between the sounds of the words and their meaning. This is really critical as we move into modern poetry, especially by writers who place so much importance on sounds, that the meaning becomes all better relevant. Like this line by Gertrude Stein that I'd like to quote. Listen. Listen as I say the words. Rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. This line would seem to be an empty statement, one which gives us no information. But the purpose of the poem need not be to inform the reader of anything, but rather to arouse feelings, to create a pleasing experience. I'd like to quote this line because of its musical quality and because I think it helps open our awareness to the features of contemporary poets. You'll see this in your homework tonight as you read the poetry of John Ashbery, especially if you read it out loud, which I recommend you to. Poets like Ashbery don't rely so much on any formal rhyme scheme as on the musical quality of the individual words themselves. As I said, Stein was better known for her non-poetical work. And now I'd like to touch briefly on her essay, entitled Conversation and Explanation. This work deals with her theory of writing and will help to explain some of the things we've talked about.
Now, listen again, please.
Okay. You remember that I've mentioned that it's important to read the assigned poems aloud so you can develop an appreciation of the sounds of the poetry, the rhythm, the rhyme, the repetition of words or sounds, and to get a sense of the interaction between the sounds of the words and their meaning. This is really critical as we move into modern poetry, especially by writers who place so much importance on sounds, that the meaning becomes all better relevant. Like this line by Gertrude Stein that I'd like to quote. Listen. Listen as I say the words. Rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. This line would seem to be an empty statement, one which gives us no information. But the purpose of the poem need not be to inform the reader of anything, but rather to arouse feelings, to create a pleasing experience. I'd like to quote this line because of its musical quality and because I think it helps open our awareness to the features of contemporary poets. You'll see this in your homework tonight as you read the poetry of John Ashbery, especially if you read it out loud, which I recommend you to. Poets like Ashbery don't rely so much on any formal rhyme scheme as on the musical quality of the individual words themselves. As I said, Stein was better known for her non-poetical work. And now I'd like to touch briefly on her essay, entitled Conversation and Explanation. This work deals with her theory of writing and will help to explain some of the things we've talked about.
Questions. 14. Who is most probably the speaker?
What does the speaker recommend the listeners to do?
16. What does the speaker mainly discuss? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Kevin. Your roommate told me I could find you in the TV room. What are you doing here?
What does it look like I am doing?
Well, it looks like you are watching television. But we have a maths midterm tomorrow, so I thought you'd be studying for it and maybe I could study with you.
Oh, well, I was just taking a break. This math stuff gives me a headache if I work on it too long.
I know what you mean. I've been working on it for 3 hours already. I've been staring at the sample problems. I just don't get some of them.
But I can't believe you are coming to me. I mean, you do know what I got on the last test, don't you?
Yeah, I know. You told me. I just thought two heads might be better than one.
All right, that's a nice idea. But, you know, I wish I knew that person in our class who got 100 on the last test. She didn't miss a question. Was it Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. She is a friend of mine. She'd be a big help right now. Why don't I give her a call?
What? At this hour? It's already 10:30.
Yeah, I guess you are right. But you know what? She owes me a big favour. Let's at least give her a call and see what she says. Maybe going over some of the problems with us would help her review the material.
It's worth a try.
Now, listen again, please.
Hi, Kevin. Your roommate told me I could find you in the TV room. What are you doing here?
What does it look like I am doing?
Well, it looks like you are watching television. But we have a maths midterm tomorrow, so I thought you'd be studying for it and maybe I could study with you.
Oh, well, I was just taking a break. This maths stuff gives me a headache if I work on it too long.
I know what you mean. I've been working on it for 3 hours already. I've been staring at the sample problems. I just don't get some of them.
But I can't believe you are coming to me. I mean, you do know what I got on the last test, don't you?
Yeah, I know. You told me. I just thought two heads might be better than one.
All right, that's a nice idea. But, you know, I wish I knew that person in our class who got 100 on the last test. She didn't miss a question. Was it Elizabeth?
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. She is a friend of mine. She'd be a big help right now. Why don't I give her a call?
What? At this hour? It's already 10:30.
Yeah, I guess you are right. But you know what? She owes me a big favour. Let's at least give her a call and see what she says. Maybe going over some of the problems with us would help her review the material.
It's worth a try. Questions. 17. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Why is the man watching television?
19. Why is the man surprised that the woman wants to study maths with him?
20. Why does the man think it is improper to call Elizabeth?